Uruguay has become the first country in the world to legalize the marijuana trade, from the drug's production to its distribution. This means it is the only nation where the government has total control of the commercialization of marijuana, also known as cannabis. Uruguay's president, José Mujica, said his goal is to try and disrupt the activities of drug traffickers and possibly put them out of business altogether. He hopes his legislation, together with the close monitoring of marijuana sales by the state, will reduce dependence on the drug and drug-related crime. Mr. Mujica said he was well aware that the new legislation was an experiment, which had no guarantee of being successful. The legislation has fallen foul of an international treaty on drug control. Uruguay is a signatory to the 1961 Convention on Narcotic Drugs. The convention limits the use of cannabis to medical and scientific purposes. The president of the International Narcotics Control Board, Raymond Yanes, said he was surprised that Uruguay had knowingly decided to break the universally agreed and internationally endorsed legal provision of the treaty. He warned the move could backfire, saying it will not protect young people, but rather have the perverse effect of encouraging early experimentation, lowering the age of first use, and thus contributing to earlier onset of addiction and other disorders. This is Jacqueline Gunn, reporting from Sardinia, Italy.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com。